Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Maloney for you and Mega. We are down here at Fenway Park. We are live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. We're here before every single Red Sox
bike
home
song?
Game. No, it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, the official truck of the Red Sox.
No very more interesting bike article. Songs.
No more bike songs.
No? Well, then we should keep playing, Olivia Newton-John songs.
Yeah, let's do
I still
that.
Haven't gotten over that, by
no,
the way.
No, let's still do that. I need some Olivia or bike songs. Interesting article, Alex Speer. Headline, how the Red Sox approach a deadline, a path that not everyone in their organization understands. He says, he writes, 1 week later, head-scratching persists about how the Red Sox approach the trade deadline, and not just from fans and media. Multiple members of the organizations, from players and uniformed personnel to front office members, used a common word in assessing the team's unwillingness to define itself as either a buyer or a seller. And that one word was confusion, which I think is very interesting. That Alex Speer has people, you know, and I said this yesterday, you know, fans, whatever, ownership, front office, you name it, people are confused. And I think it's more amazing that they're actually talking about it.
Well, because I think they were probably so confused that they're probably wondering if anybody has clarity. Can anyone explain to me what's going on? Because I feel like I've been in the business long enough to kind of get it and understand it. But right now, I don't know. Isn't that the biggest issue? And isn't that the biggest problem?
I think the biggest
problem. My thing is always like, keep the troops informed. Let them know what's going on. Don't keep things a secret. Every player wants to know what the plan is and what is going on so they can adjust their own life and their own day. To me, if you're saying like the big word is what? Confusion?
Confusion.
Okay. That's from players and staff?
Mm-hmm. Yes. In front office personnel. So I look at that's the biggest issue. You know, confusion from front office personnel. Is chaos going down at Foxborough? We don't really know what's going on with their coaching staff, right? And some of the players, they're all on the same page, even though they, you know, whatever. No one's coming out publicly. Like, the Red Sox players had no problem coming out publicly, asking for help, not knowing what's going on, talking about the displeasure of Vasquez being out. Now you got front office personnel. Imagine if anonymous coaches on the Patriots came out and publicly said, I don't know what's going on. So I think it speaks more to Heim Bloom. You got people around him right now wondering what he's doing. People he works with are wondering, questioning what Heim Bloom is doing. That's the big story.
But didn't he have like a whole rally the troops, like, you know, team meeting before
whatever.
Kansas City? Didn't he have that? Wasn't that like an informational?
That get done?
Huh?
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, first of all, any team meetings, they never work. But
let's
when the GM or the president
together.
That never works either, but I felt like that was kind of, I'm not joking though, Lou, by the way. Like, I felt like that was his way of saying, all right, listen, guys, here's what we're doing. Here's our plan. You know, this is why I kept JD. This is why I kept Xander. And if you're curious of why I let go of Christian Vasquez, because I wanted Hosmer, all right, right? And I let go of Jackie Bradley because I feel like Durant is on his way.
This is the part of Spears' article that jumped out at me. It says, an executive of a National League team that discussed a deal for Martinez in the hours leading up to the deadline said the Sox sought both major leaguers and prospects back for the slugger, being J.D. Martinez. Another said the team was aiming for top-tier prospects for rentals. Quote, it felt like they just wanted to see if someone would get dumb. An executive of one team that discussed Martinez and starting pitchers with the Sox said. So this brings me again to the question of how much of this confusion and confused strategy, I would say, about what this club was going to do this year stems from Heim or whoever is acting on his behalf in the front office going, we're going to win every deal. We're going to go out, win every deal. We're going to get the best players for the cheapest possible. We're going to find the diamonds in the rough. Like, to me, it's like, how much of it is about the club right now, your major league clubhouse, and how much of is it about you having the biggest brain out there? Everybody else is going to be dumb.
Like,
we're going to win the deal.
Like, he wants to be a superhero, and his superpower is like, hey, I'm just smarter than you.
Right. Well, and it gets into the whole, like, Renfro deal and the situation at first base and passing on a few free agents that were out there, the kid Vogelbach from, actually, I think it was Pittsburgh. But And it has this in the end. He says, like, the decisions to stick with this and that, you know, basically the depth of having a guy like Jackie out there every single day and Travis Shaw breaking, backing up Bobby Dalbec. He writes, in that decision, some saw a measured approach that raised questions about whether the team was putting sufficient priority on the current season, a notion that was tested in earnest at the trade deadline. I still go back to, you know, if everybody was on the same page, if everybody knew what the plan was and the players don't get it, hang with them. Here's the plan. We don't believe in you. Christian, you've said that before.
Yeah.
That's the plan. We don't believe in you. My concern is, and I see it in this article, is that there are front office personnel who sit in rooms with Chaim Bloom, who talk to Chaim Bloom in conference calls and Zooms, who are probably back here in Boston going through the deadline. They don't know what's going on. People that work with him don't know what's going on, and they're willing, and granted anonymously, to talk to Alex Spear about
it. He walks out of the room, and the other guys who work for him go, what are we doing?
Exactly.
What is this?
What are we doing here?
But aren't these guys that are handpicked by him, aren't these his guys, his soldiers?
Not all of them.
So some are holdovers.
Yeah.
So it's probably the holdovers that are probably sitting there going, what is he doing?
Yep.
So the guys that he brought over, that's why if you get a job like this, you have to get rid of everyone. Because you don't want some guy second-guessing you or questioning you with no history of how you do things in the first place. All the guys that he brought over are going to be like, oh, this is what we knew was going to happen anyway.
Yeah. And then maybe
I'm not going to say anything because he brought me into this.
Yes. Yeah, right.
That's my guy.
Shot.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe that's coming. But I think my biggest takeaway here is that there's front office personnel that are sitting down, first off, that are willing to maybe have a conversation with an Alex Spear and talk about this. But we worry about, we don't know what's going on. Front office personnel right next to him don't know what's going on. I'm not so sure ownership knows what's going on. I'm not so sure anybody knows what's going on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.